Ovechkin cutting one on three. Ovechkin the wrist shot. Scores! Alex Ovechkin one on three into the Tampa Bay zone. And for Ovechkin, book it. His 50th goal of the season. And for Alex Ovechkin, his third 50-goal season of his career. That is a Capitals franchise record.
Alex the Great is the first to 50, just like last season. Steve Colby with the call on Federal News Radio in Washington. Ovechkin joins Pavel Bure, who did it in 2000 and 2001, as the only players over the last 17 years to be the first to 50 in back-to-back seasons. The honor of being the first to 100 points belongs to Pittsburgh's Evgeny Malkin.
Left point, Gunchar throws it in a save, rebound Malkin, he scores! Evgeny Malkin gets the Penguins their fourth goal! Oh, Donna needs a donut! It's Malkin, his third point of the night. Penguins lead 4-1.
Mike Lang, the call on the Penguins Hockey Network, as Malkin equaled a career high with 5 points on the night to hit the century mark for the second straight season. Detroit was the first team to 100 points and, in the process, set a new standard.
Here's Marian Hossa racing after the puck on his backhand. Scores from a bad angle off to the side of the goal. He put a backhand, found an opening in behind Mason, and the Red Wings take a 1-0 lead.
Marian Hossa's 35th goal of the season put the Wings on their way to a 4-0 blanking of Columbus. Ken Cowell with the call on WXYT in Detroit. The Wings are now the first team in NHL history to top the 100-point mark in 9 straight seasons. Edmonton, Sam Gagner is part of a teen sensation.
Schmid back down for Gagner. Into the corner, Nielsen is bumped by Gitte. Kotele got it in behind the net. And now he's tied up by Clark, but here's Nielsen out in front. Gagner scores! Sam Gagner, a National Hockey League hat trick, and the Oilers lead it 8-1.
The first hat trick of Gagner's NHL career. Rod Phillips, the call on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton. Let's talk about his generation, as Gagner is the third teenager this season with a hat trick, joining Nikita Filatov and Steven Stamkos. He also joins Wayne Gretzky and Martin Jelena as the only teenagers in Oilers history to net 3 goals in a game. LA's Drew Doughty is proving the kids are all right.
Armstrong, left wing, in the zone. Armstrong to the trailer. Simmons shoots at the post. Score! Drew Doughty! Simmons hit the post. Doughty puts home the rebound. With 1:36 left in the game, the Kings have tied it at 2.
Nick Nixon on KTLK 1150 in Los Angeles, as Doughty not only tied the game but assisted on Dustin Brown's overtime game winner. That makes him just the third rookie defenseman in history to get points on both a tying goal in the final 2 minutes and the game winner. Let's stick with our theme of three.
The Ducks go with Getzlaf and Perry, along with Rob Niedermeyer, is off the face, off the shot, toward the net, they score! Travis Mullins in front of the goal! The San Jose Sharks on a broken play from the left wing side, jam it past Jonas Hiller, and the Sharks get a goal for Travis Mullins against his old team.
Dan Rusinowski on 98.5 K-Fox in San Jose, as Travis Mullins scored the only goal in the Sharks' 1-0 win over Anaheim. Mullins was traded from the Ducks to the Sharks earlier this month, so he is the third player in NHL annals to score in a 1-0 game against the team he played for earlier in the season. New Jersey has a new franchise record for points.
And Motto lifts it out to center ice. Elias grabs it, moves into the zone, protects, feeds one for Gionta, he scores! A shorthanded goal for Brian Gionta, the assist to Patrick Elias, and that's an all-time Devils record, 702nd point for Patrick Elias.
Matt Laughlin on WFAN in New York, as Patrick Elias moved past John McClain on the team scoring list, but it's a record that got lost in the story of the night. You see, becoming your team's career scoring leader doesn't sit on par with your franchise goalie becoming the winningest netminder in the NHL. Martin Brodeur made history by fending off a late flurry by the Blackhawks. Matt Laughlin again on WFAN in New York.
From the blue line, Barkov with a shot. Oh, and it stopped in front, and the backhander kicked out by Brodeur. Devils can't clear. Barkov with one last shot, and that'll do it. As Salvador stepped in front of the last shot, Brodeur jumps high into the air in celebration. He is mobbed by his teammates. A new number one, Marty Brodeur becomes the all-time winningest goalie in NHL history, winning the 552nd game of his career. The fans on their feet.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.